Got something to say. Brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
Welcome to Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome to the show. I'm Johnny Reinhart. Got Something to Say is brought to you by United Federal Credit Union. We get you, and very excited to be talking with Matthew Bizzo and Laura Winkle from the Krazzle Arts Center. And we talked to you guys last week about some of the things you have going on, and one of the big teasers was Soups on the Go. And
yes, that's
or Soups
right.
on, I guess it's Soups on the Go.
The Go.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm trying.
That's right.
So you are doing something really cool. I'm really excited about it. It's an event that you do every year. And we know that you're spicing it up a little bit with the soup. No pun intended when it comes to soup. But
I think there will be spicy and not spicy soup available, probably.
Yeah. So what's going on for Soups on the Go? That's coming up here very soon.
It is. This is going to be on November 6th and 7th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And this year, you might remember, if you came by Krazzle's campus over the summer, we had our art markets on Saturdays. And this event is kind of a winter or a fall version of that event. We're really excited to be having six artists and Water Street Glassworks selling their goods on Krazzle's grounds. And while you're there, you're also able to get a soup certificate that's going to be redeemable at local participating restaurants. And the funds are going to come back and support KAC ceramic and family programming.
This is really exciting. And right at that time of year where soup is such a wonderful thing to have, that good comfort food. And that's the great part about it is when you have soup, you got to have a great bowl. I don't know if you guys have like that one bowl that you have for certain soups and chowders, but you got to have that nice bowl to put it in, and nothing better than a handmade bowl.
Absolutely. And that's one part of this event that is still returning. KAC has a really active ceramic guild, and they have been hard at work making these handmade bowls. This is something our community expects to see and is always really excited. And this year for $15 a bowl, you're also going to be able to come and support the Clay Guild by picking up your own custom-made hand-drawn bowl.
So you mentioned the certificates. Tell me how this is going to go. When I walk in there November 6th and 7th, what is going to happen? What do I need to do? Do I need to show up? I need to show up to Krazzle Arts Center,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. So this is going to be masks and social distancing are going to be enforced at this event. And what you'll do is you'll come up, and if you just want to come and grab your $10 soup certificate to go and support the restaurants, that's definitely an option available to you. But in our $20 package, you're going to get a handmade clay ornament made by the guild as well, your soup certificate, and a prepackaged dessert. So that's a nice way to still support the guild, have a commemorative clay ornament. But you have to be present to come and get them. And so that's why we've extended our hours this year. We've got from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we're also going to be there on Saturday. So you can come stop by and purchase goods from the artists, support Krazzle, and the local restaurants with your soup certificate.
And what local restaurants will be participating in this Soups on the Go for this year?
Yeah, well, of course, with Soups, it wouldn't be Soups on the Go without Zoop being involved. So you can go and pick up some really tasty soup from them. We also have the Livery, the Buck, and the Bistro on the Boulevard. Also some really great soup chefs in all of those kitchens and all of those other restaurants participating. And if that list gets updated, you can find it all at krazzle.org/events/soups-on.
Now, Laura, you've been working with these wonderful artists that are going to be making a lot of the cool things that you will see at Soups on the Go. So tell me about who's going to be there on Friday and on Saturday. It sounds like a great list of people from a lot of great places.
It is, absolutely. So we'll have different artists each day, which I think is great. It worked really well this summer to have different artists each weekend. And so we're going to try something similar. So on Friday, we have, Water Street Glassworks will be there both days. So on Friday, we'll be Water Street Glassworks. And then Rebecca Hungerford from the Pewter Shop, she has her studio at the Box Factory. She also is all of these artists also will be selling their work in the shop at Krazzle Arts Center for the holiday season, and then they'll be featured outside. So Rebecca Hungerford will be there Friday. TJ Schwartz, who is a ceramicist and also a fiber artist, will be there. And Kyber Richter, who is also a fiber artist, she makes felted, she calls it felted faux taxidermy. So these beautiful animals out of felted materials. And she also is a painter. So that will be kind of our lineup for Friday. Two of those artists are actually in our Shelter in Place exhibition right now, Rebecca and Kyra. You can see some of their maybe less traditional work on display at Krazzle right now. And then Saturday, we'll have Jamie Hubert, who is a ceramicist, also a local teacher. Amy Story, who is she's an illustrator and a watercolor artist. We'll have some 2D work there. And Mark Metelko of Blue Creek Leather. He makes leather journals, and actually really, I'm really excited. He makes bells, so hand bells and jingle bells. So something a little bit holiday festive will be there on Saturday too.
That's really cool. When it comes to the bowls that you can get and purchase, are there any, I guess I'd call them crazy bowls that aren't the traditional look? Because I know when you're an artist, you try to come up with a new design for something. Are there any weird shapes or tilted to the side types of bowls that people are going to be creating?
I've definitely seen some bowls that are a little more non-traditional shape. I know last year I was really excited to purchase one that had little ghosts drawn all over it. And it was more of like a coffee cup vessel. So, you know, they're going to come in all different shapes, sizes, and colors and patterns. We really give our clay guild the freedom to put their own, you know, mark on all of these pieces. So absolutely, you're going to find something that's going to be real custom and unique at this market.
Absolutely. And obviously something like this would make a great gift for somebody. Now the certificates, those are only valid for what, a couple weeks after Soup's on the go?
Yeah. So those are going to be good for 2 weeks after the event.
Okay. So what you do is you get the bowl, you get the certificate, you have Soup in that bowl, and then you just wash it and then give it to somebody. Right.
Free gift. Just and then they can have Soup and give it to someone else.
Absolutely. Yeah. I was thinking a cool design would be, I don't know if you've seen like the cereal bowls that have like the straw in the bottom.
Down to the bottom.
Yeah. Do that. Get like some French onion soup and then drink that so the cheese doesn't go down, because that's the best part.
I imagine being like a nice tomato bisque. So you don't have to necessarily dunk your grilled cheese in if you want.
Or like maybe a little a bread tray that's built into the bowl. These are ideas for people for next year if they want to do it. But there's actually still time if these artists
want to. There's still time. I'm going to run right to the guild.
They're working on the bowls like right now, I think. So
this is really cool. Some very unique designs and things going on with that. Soup's on the go November 6th and 7th. What are some other things that people should know about before they go to Soup's on the go?
Yeah, so the other part of this event, we're really excited and want to give a special thanks to Whirlpool Corporation. If you renew or gift a Krazzle membership during this event, last year we were able to give away a KitchenAid stand mixer, and this year we've got another great prize. Then we have a KitchenAid multi-cooker and stir attachment that you will be entered to a drawing to win when you renew or gift your Krazzle membership. And those memberships are so important to the work that Krazzle does. They allow us to remain free and open to the public, to bring such awesome exhibitions like Shelter in Place and the artists and influencers that are currently on view. And you also get some discounts at the shop and on our classes, which we are offering in our virtual. And we have some take-home art classes right now, too, that can go toward. So that's definitely going to be an option to you. And, of course, a Krazzle membership makes it great gift as well.
Yeah, and now we won't be able to enjoy the soup in the Krazzle Art Center as we do usually during this event, but will the galleries and things like that still be open in the shops?
Absolutely. The galleries and the shop will be open 11 to 5 are normal hours for those days. And I was going to add that we do have really talented artists in the shop as well. So in addition to the artists that you'll see outside, you'll see a small selection of artwork from a huge array of regional artists in the shop too. So you can continue holiday shopping in there.
Yeah, I think it's so important, not only, especially this year, to support the great places that we love, but people love unique gifts. And why not get your shopping done early and just get things from Krazzle or in these great local places and make great gifts for somebody? Because honestly, who's going to turn down a soup bowl? That's just pretty awesome, especially if it's handmade by a local artist. That's just really cool and really great. And it has a story behind it. So, but I love this idea. I love the new things that you're doing for Soups on the Go. But if we want to know more or get more information about participating artists or participating restaurants for this event or any other details that we need to know before we go to Soups on the Go, where can we find all that stuff?
You're going to find all of this at krazzle.org/events/soups on.
Wonderful. Well, Matthew and Laura, always good to see you guys and looking forward to another great event for Soups on the Go at the Krazzle Arts Center.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you.
Got Something to Say with Johnny Reinhart, highlighting the people and events making the news and making a difference on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM. Have something to say? Email letstalk@wsjm.com.